Well, greetings, Daily Inspiration Time, peace and blessing to your life. We're in the book of James, chapter 1, and we've been talking about trials. We've been talking about getting wisdom and how to get wisdom. We last learned that you've got to have a believing faith and you've got to ask in faith. And then he said that you need not waver. Let's look at verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. We don't want to be this kind of unstable person. We want to be rock solid, trusting the word, believing the word, and asking God because he said he would. Then it gives us a little warning, kind of a rebuke. In 7, James 1, 7 says, let not that man, are you that man? Am I that man? Am I that person? Oh, help us not to be, Lord. It says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. This is a secret to so many things in prayer and walking with God. God wants us to believe him. Hebrews 11 says, "He without faith it's impossible to please him." Verse 6, 11:6. And then it says, he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So this is the same thing basically saying, don't waver, don't wander with your faith. Believe God. Mark 11 says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. If you believe, God said he can move a mountain for you. I've got mountains that need to be moved. I need to believe God. You do too. Then it says, that man, and his prayer and his request is not going to get anything. You know, the worst thing you and I could do would be to pray and that prayer not go anywhere. God help us that we're going to take time to pray and speak to God, that we believe him and expect and hope and trust according to his will that it'll be done. Oh, I think the reason we don't pray sometimes is just because we don't believe God. And it's sad if you go through days and weeks without praying because you wouldn't believe God. To just say whatever will be is a cop-out. And I think God would say, oh, ye of little faith. I think he'd rebuke us like he did his disciples. Why do you doubt? Oh, I don't want to hear God say that to me. And then he goes on in verse 8 to give us this other rebuke, this other warning. He says, a double-minded man is unstable. You know, this man that believes this way and then that way, he thinks he'll ask God, but then he didn't. He just changes his mind all the time. This man, it says, is an unstable man. An unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He won't be a good church leader. He won't be a good neighbor. He won't be a good husband. He won't be a good anything. A person that's flim-flammy and hot and cold and unstable. Lord, help us. You need to believe God and have faith in God so that when you ask, you'll receive. So you just have a great day. Think about these things and may the good Lord help you. The Lord Jesus help you to stand for him.